Right now, it's time for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Normally, Bob, on a Monday morning, chats with me. I'm me right now,
You're
though.
You're me for him.
So can you be Bob for me, Andy Mazur,
sure.
And just say, what's first, John?
Hey, John, what do you have first?
Oh, well, thank you very much there, Andy. 21 Martin Luther King Jr. Day events you can check out. We got the full list at blockclubchicago.org. Obviously, a big day today. We have the Day of Service and Learning, honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It starts at 9 a.m. this past weekend. A lot of the events happened over the weekend, but the Push Excel MLK Jr. Breakfast is this morning at the Soldier Fields United Club Room. Going to be some performances by a youth choir, and some stars of the Lyric Opera Productions will be there too. There'll be a virtual conversation with Dilla Thomas, our friend on WGN Often. That's from 9 to 10 a.m. It's a webinar. He'll host an online conversation about MLK Jr.'s history. Full list at blockclubchicago.org.
Anything else, John?
Oh, for sure. Thank you, Andy. At blockclubchicago.org, you can read about this is actually a fun story. There was a couple, it starts sad, a couple that was displaced by a building fire on Wednesday morning in Ravenswood, thought that they had lost their beloved pet turtle, only to find that it was alive. It had survived not only the fire, but then the freezing temperatures as well. It had escaped. They had a kitchen fire at 1910 Ainslie Street, and the fire left one person dead, unfortunately, another hospitalized. Really sad story. But Angela and Neil, they lived on the top floor. They rushed out of the apartment, and they said during the chaos, they didn't pull out their aquatic turtle, whose name is Jalapeno, from the tank. They felt devastated. But Thursday afternoon, they went there to see if anything could be salvaged from the home, and they found the fact that the turtle tank, Jalapeno, was there, still alive.
Nice.
How about that?
That's good.
For more of these stories, head to blockclubchicago.org. We should have called Bob and made him interview me
for this
segment. That would have been great.
Nice.
That's Extremely Local News, presented by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities.